Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So the Civil War, 1861 to 1865.
Not super great.
Not super great. Soldiers were getting rations with sugar, but then they were also getting candy. So I want to talk about two different kinds of candy, the Necco wafer and the jelly beans.
Oh, I look forward to this.
Yeah. All right. So Oliver P. Chase, in 1847, he immigrated to the United States from England, and he began making Necco wafers.
So that's a very old candy company.
It was a very old candy company. And according to the New York Times, they were the first commercial machine-made candy in the United States. He brought these lozenge-making machines, and then he was mixing...
I was hoping you were going to say it was a button machine.
No, and they were mixing sugar and gelatin and flavoring and pressing out. And if you don't know, Necco wafers are these hard, like, quarter-sized...
They're disc-shaped candy.
Chalk-like dry candy that came in various flavors. Well, Oliver Chase sided with the Union during the Civil War, and they were sending Necco wafers to the soldiers because they were hard, they wouldn't melt.
Yeah, not so perishable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not to be outdone, in 1861, Boston confectioner William Schraft is said to have urged people to send jelly beans to soldiers.
Those seem more complicated to make.
Well, they're super complicated to make. So I kind of fell down this jelly bean history construction thing because it's gooey on the inside and then it kind of has a hard shell. Well, it's thought that jelly beans are the love child of Turkish Delight and Jordan almonds.
I can see that.
Because you got Turkish Delight, which is this gooey candy. And then the Jordan almond, they figured out how to coat the outside of this almond again and again and again with these layers of sugar to give it that hard shell. Well, I kind of followed along the trail of jelly bean.
Yes.
Because William Schraft, he was making them, but jelly beans weren't advertised until they were in the Chicago Daily News, July 5th, 1905.
World's Fair era.
Right. Advertised as bulk beans, 9 cents per pound.
Ooh, so you can get a lot for a good price.
You totally could.
I wonder how many flavors they started with.
You know, I tried to find like original jelly bean flavors and there was not a lot of information. You know, it was cinnamon or clove or like a cherry flavor. Mm-hmm. Think of any kind of medicinal flavor because most candy before the Civil War was, you know, like a lozenge or this kind of thing. I even found a candy that was a lozenge and it had chocolate. And it also it had marijuana in it. And the advertisement was like, very relaxing.
Refreshing and relaxing.
Exactly, right? Great for men, women, and children. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mommy has one. Children have two.
Everybody kind of just chills around the table. Yeah.
Awesome.
So good. So if you ever get a chance to go to the Jelly Belly factory in California, definitely do it. I kind of want to go back again.
And you could dress in your Civil War uniform. Have a reenactor moment.
There you go.
It'll be very authentic.
Not at all.
Pardon me, ma'am. Do you have clove jelly beans?
Oh, I would love that.
Take pictures. Do a little video if you do that, please.
Yes.
We'll send you a sticker. Anytime you need another dose of random science deliciousness, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.